You're with SBS Radio.
Colin Powell, the first black United States Secretary of State, has died from COVID-19 complications. His family says the 84-year-old retired four-star general was fully vaccinated, making him one of the most high-profile U.S. public figures to die of a breakthrough infection. A son of Jamaican immigrants, Mr. Powell frequently shattered glass ceilings in a pioneering career that took him from combat in Vietnam to becoming America's first black national security advisor under then-President Ronald Reagan. In a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden said, "Colin embodied the highest ideals of both warrior and diplomat. He was committed to our nation's strength and security above all. Having fought in wars, he understood better than anyone that military might alone was not enough to maintain our peace and prosperity. From his front seat view of history, advising presidents and shaping our nation's policies, Colin led with personal commitment to the democratic values that make our country strong." U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin hailed the former Secretary of State as one of the greatest leaders we have ever witnessed.
First African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs, first African-American Secretary of State, a man who was respected around the globe and who will be, quite frankly, it is not possible to replace a Colin Powell. We will miss him. Again, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family. And we're deeply, deeply saddened to learn of this.
Vice President Kamala Harris lauded the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs for his dignity and grace in service to his country.
You know, what an incredible American. He obviously served with dignity. He served with grace. He was the epitome of what it means to be strong, but at the same time, so modest in terms of everything that he did and said, in a way that it was never about him. It was about the country, and it was about the people who served with him. He broke so many barriers, and those barriers were not easy to break by any stretch, but he did it with dignity. He did it with grace. And because of what he was able to accomplish, it really did elevate our nation in so many ways. So. May he rest in peace.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric spoke for U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The Secretary General is saddened by the passing of Colin Powell, the former U.S. Secretary of State. Mr. Powell, who is the first African-American Secretary of State, had a distinguished career both in defense and foreign policy. The Secretary General extends his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families, the government, and the people of the United States.
It was before the United Nations Security Council in February of 2003 that Mr. Powell, as U.S. Secretary of State, made the case for the war against Iraq, an event that forever stained his sterling reputation. As President George W. Bush's first Secretary of State, Secretary Powell led a State Department that was dubious about the military and intelligence community's conviction that Saddam Hussein possessed or was developing weapons of mass destruction. Despite his reservations, he presented the Bush administration's case that Saddam indeed posed a major regional and global threat in his speech in the run-up to the war. Mr. Powell found it hard to live down his infamous speech before the UN about the alleged existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, evidence which was later proven to be false. That speech was later derided as a low point in Mr. Powell's career. Word of his death dredged up feelings of anger in Iraq toward the former general and diplomat, one of several Bush administration officials Iraqis hold responsible for the disastrous U.S.-led invasion that led to decades of death, chaos, and violence in Iraq. Hadi Jahalo, an Iraqi resident of Baghdad, said Secretary Power contributed to the destruction of his country.
Colin Powell مارس دور سياسي
Colin Powell played a political role outside the military domain to convince the international community that Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction. Iraq is part of the conflict equation. Iraq is a danger to the world. Therefore, he contributed to the destruction of Iraq. We can never say that the American administration, whether represented by the American president or his defense minister Colin Powell, were part of the equation to save Iraq. Colin Powell destroyed Iraq. This is the truth.
In a 2005 interview with ABC News, Secretary Powell said that speech before the UN was a blot on his record and always will be, adding that it pained him. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken remembered his predecessor as a man who could admit the mistakes that he made.
He was a man of ideas, but he wasn't ideological. He was constantly listening, learning, adapting. He could admit mistakes. It was just another example of his integrity. So today is a sad day for us here at State, especially for all those who worked for and with Secretary Powell and will never forget the experience. Colin Powell dedicated his extraordinary life to public service because he never stopped believing in America. And we believe in America in no small part because it helped produce someone like Colin Powell.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed the fact that Secretary Powell was double vaccinated and still passed away from COVID-19.
There are extremely rare cases of deaths or hospitalizations among fully vaccinated individuals. That has been the case even before the death of Colin Powell, especially among people, older people over a certain age, and people who have underlying health issues or people who are battling other diseases. That has been the case. It is also the case, and this is important for people to know and understand out there who are concerned, that an unvaccinated person has a more than 10 times greater risk of dying from COVID-19 compared to a fully vaccinated person. So there's no question that vaccination, that taking precautions can save lives.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.